at the time when the elders were meeting and we were looking at who was speaking, it seemed like a good idea to speak Christmas and New Year's, maybe not. So, you know, I'm going to say honored with their never have done a watch night service. We usually try to get someone who's high energy, dynamic, convicting type of person like our brother Steve or our brother Ray in the back, but they had done it, yeah, the big guy. You know, they've done it for a couple of years past, and I really, you know, they at least were either bailed on me or they were entrusting me with bringing the watch night message tonight. So whatever the case, I'm glad that Steve is here. I wasn't sure you'd make it with your knee. Answered prayer there, and Dr. Ray
made it without his knee.
He has a replacement knee that my dad said that they'll use it again later on. Whatever the case may be, and Dr. Ray and Lois are here. Was not expecting that he would tear himself away from those grandsons to hear me tonight. So Ray, that means a lot. And my dad is here, and I never expected that either. So it's a special night, So let's go to the Lord in prayer just briefly, and then we'll get started. Heavenly Father, just thank you for this opportunity that you've given me tonight to bring a message, hopefully a message that would move us, that we would remember, that would prepare us for the year that comes or lies ahead of us. Father, just thankful again for bringing this family of believers together here tonight, for seeing us through a year that has been difficult for many of us, as we are on the forefront of a year that could be difficult for many of us again. We thank you for your faithfulness, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Ray, if you could turn it down just a little bit. It seemed like it's echoing up here. You know, I don't know about you, but for me, I'll make sure I get my words switched up here. I don't know about for you, but for me, you know, the new year has always seemed to be something magical. Something magical happens tonight, and everything resets tomorrow. You know, tomorrow is just full of possibilities. You know, there's just all these things that we didn't do in 2019 that we haven't done for the 364 days before us that we're going to start doing tomorrow. Is that magical or what? You know, I mean, This is a recent poll. It's on the internet. Has to be true. But recently polled 2,000 people. I don't know where they are. But, you know, they said, what are you going to do different in 2019? And so I'm going to see if y'all can guess. This is just five of the 10. What do you think are five things? If I had time to do Family Feud, I would divide you up into groups. And we would let y'all try to steal from one another. But what are five things you think people would try to or want to do different 2019? Russell, I saw your hand up.
Lose weight.
All right. Ding, 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 ding. That's one of the number one answers, lose weight. How about another answer? Debbie.
Exercise more.
Ding, 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 ding. Y'all are good. All right. What's another one? Todd should know this one. We'll put... What? No, not retire. Not retire. Jenna, what's your dad known for?
Money.
All right. Yep. Save more, spend less. That's like number four. And there's just one more. You might not guess this, but learn a new skill. Learn a new hobby. So, how did it work out in 2019, for the resolutions that were made? Okay, it's a third of the way through the year, like 25% of the people forgot what their resolution was. Okay, they didn't even, they knew they made one, but they couldn't remember what it was. All right, by February, there were only 20% of the people that started the year that were still doing it. Anybody here go to the gym? I know my son goes to the gym. Kim, you go to the gym. Steve, on a regular basis. What do you see in January?
Too many people.
Yeah, but... Yeah, there you go. But by February, they're gone. Okay? So that proves our point. Actually, on average, only 10% of the people that make resolutions keep them through the whole year, about 10%. Now, what do you think of those 10% that keep them? What do you think is a driving force for them to be able to do that day in and day out? What are some things that maybe have worked for you that you think that worked for them? What was some of the answers these people polled that they had in common that enabled them to be faithful throughout the year?
Accountability.
They're very good. That's the number one answer. Accountability. Right? And so how do you hold yourself accountable to someone else? What do you do? What do you have to do first of all? If I'm going to make a resolution tonight, what do you have to do first of all? Kim?
You need to be dedicated.
All right, but if you got to be dedicated, but if you're going to if you want someone to hold you accountable, what's the first step? You got to tell them. You got to, you know, if my goal for this year is to, lose 10 pounds or something, lose 15 pounds, if I don't tell anybody, I'm not accountable to anybody. So it doesn't really matter if I lose 15 pounds or lose 10 pounds or 20 pounds, but you got to tell someone first. And then what else, the other thing that has to happen in that relationship, if you're going to tell somebody, what does that person have to do?
Encourage you,
right?
Hold you to it,
right? So of the however many, 90% of the 10% that made it to the end of the year, one of the number one things was being accountable to someone else, and that person holding them accountable. So let me, and you'll see where this goes. I'm going to run out of time before I even get to the first illustration. But if I want somebody to hold me accountable to working out on a daily basis, what kind of person should I be looking for? Somebody that's my wife. Yeah. Somebody that's working out on a daily basis, right? One year, a friend of mine decided that we were going to get up every morning early and we're going to get together and we're going to study the Bible, right? Well, he was not an early morning person. I was not an early morning person. We started out with the best of intentions, but it didn't take long before, it left the track because, I could understand his excuse. He understood my excuse for not making it. We had big families. We were tired. We had jobs. So if I want to get up in the morning and study the Bible with someone else, and I'm going to pick someone like Dr. Jeff, who gets up at 4 a.m. like every morning, like clockwork, makes a coffee and studies his word. He is going to hold me accountable. Same thing with exercise or diet, building wealth, the spiritual. If I want to build wealth, I'm gonna meet with Mr. Todd on a regular basis because he's going to say, you shouldn't spend this, you shouldn't spend this, you need to stop eating out, you need to get your wife to cook all the meals at home. So, we know where Lisa is tonight. All right. So for believers, tonight we have an opportunity to set resolutions as well. So if we were to survey believers, what do you think are some of the top resolutions that believers will make tonight that haven't done it maybe as much in the past, but they want to see this year be different? What do you think are some? There's no wrong answers here.
Lose,
spiritual. That could be, but we'll say on a spiritual basis, study the Bible more regularly. All right. Anything else?
Spend time in prayer.
Okay. What else? Memorize scripture. Good answer. What else? What's that?
Share the gospel
more. Okay. So, if we want, these are all great things, and this is exactly what I've written down. If we want to work on the physical conditioning of our body, we're gonna put ourselves with others that are already doing that. If we are gonna work on our spiritual conditioning, then we're going to hold ourselves accountable or have ourselves placed under the accountability of someone who we know is going to hold us accountable, who we know is spending time in prayer daily, if the prayer is a thing that you want to do, someone who's passionate about prayer. If you want to do evangelism and more outreach, well, then get with someone who has a burden for that. You know that's going to be out and going to be doing that in that year. If you want to journal, you know, if you want to spend more time in prayer and keep a prayer journal, then find someone, you know, don't pick someone that's never done it. Find someone that's done it year after year and can say, you know, look at this. Look what the Lord did in all these years. I've journaled for 5 years, and look at the prayers that have been answered. You know, back in September, the elders went to Mountaintop for a time of reflection. And we had done this in the past, and it went very well for us and gave us an opportunity really to seek, you know, the Lord's direction. You know, in the book of Revelation that we're not going to study tonight, but we'll be studying, Lord willing, in February on one of the Wednesday nights there, or two of the Wednesday nights, we're going to look at the letters to the churches. And these were the letters. Who wrote the letters to the churches? Who were they written by? Who'd they come from? Not John, who wrote it down, but who was he getting it from? Jesus Christ himself dictated what was to be writ to the letters, to these churches. And so as elders, what we are trying to hear is, what would Jesus Christ write to us? What would he tell us that we need to work on? What are the things that we're doing good? What are the things that we could do better? And so that's what we met on those couple of days. We spent time in prayer. We spent time in trying to see what would Jesus Christ tell us to do differently. And the thing that we came away with was that we need to move dessert time to about 8:10. No. The thing we came away with was that as a body of believers, we felt that we could do more or to do better